早上好，是不是？
Good morning, CBC.
复活节快乐。
I guess they understand.
Okay. That makes sense.
Good morning, Esther.
I am so very grateful to be with you this morning.
我很感谢今天可以在大家当中。
And it is a very great honor to be able to open the Word of God with you this morning.
可以在大家跟大家去看神的话是我的荣幸。
I hope this morning what is said is both an encouragement and a challenge to your faith.
我希望今天早上跟大家所讲的会是大对给大家鼓励，跟在大家的信仰里面会产生一种挑战。
I don't know about you, but have you ever experienced those mornings where you wake up and you just kind of struggle to get out of bed?
我不知道你有没有曾经经历过，你起床的时候是醒了，但是不是很愿意起床。
And you wonder sometimes, is it even worth it?
你会想，哎，到底值不值得呢？
I had one of these mornings a few weeks ago where I was just like feeling so sad and not very optimistic about life.
几个星期之前，我有一个早上就突然感觉到，这个世界好像很悲观。
I finally forced myself out of bed and I made some coffee and I grabbed my Bible and I sat down to read.
后来我强迫自己起来，弄了咖啡，开着我的圣经就开始读了。
And I came across the passage which is very familiar in the Bible in Romans chapter 8 and I saw it.
我开始就看了罗马书里面一张大家很熟悉的圣经。
In reading, I was reminded from God's word that from time to time, God limits our happiness.
神的话提醒我，有些时候神会限制我们的开心。
Sometimes he even puts the brakes on our pleasure.
他甚至会停止了我们享受的那种的快乐。
Because he wants to help us desire and long for something more in this world than this world.
因为他要我们希望得到更好的比世界上可以得到更好的喜乐。
He wants us to look beyond this world. He wants us to
他要我们不只是看在这个世界上得到的东西。
Find our joy and our peace and our hope not in this world but in the next.
他要我们在 不要在这个世上找到喜乐盼望，是要在未来永恒里面找到。
So the next time you find yourself sad or depressed,
所以下一次你感觉到很忧郁，很不开心的时候，
remember,
请你记住，
it's part of God's plan sometimes,
这个是在神永恒计划里面的一部分。
To train you to want and desire and long and hope for something better.
是要培训，我们要希望得到更好更大的事情。
Easter is about hope.
复活节是关于盼望。
Easter is about life after death.
复活节是关于死了以后的生命。
Do you have hope this morning?
你今天早晨有盼望吗？
And if so, what is your hope based on?
如果有的话，你的盼望是的基础在哪里呢？
The Bible talks about two different types of hope.
圣经告诉我们两种的盼望。
There's a worldly hope, and then there's a heavenly hope.
一个是世界上的盼望，一个是在天上的盼望。
Worldly hope is when we put all of our hope on things that are right here on planet Earth.
世界上的盼望是把我们一切的寄托都放在世界上的事情上。
We put our hope in men and money and relationships.
我们把我们的期待盼望放在人钱国家上面。
We put our hope in our jobs and our bank accounts and our security system.
我们把我们的希望放在我们的银行我们金钱上面。
And this will ultimately lead to sadness and depression and despair.
这些最终只会带来忧郁、绝望，甚至死亡。
Because those things are all temporary and they can be gone tomorrow.
因为那些都是暂时的，他们会明天就会没有了。
But there's a heavenly hope.
但是还有一种是天上的盼望。
And that's when we put our hope in God.
这个就是我们把我们的盼望放在神上。
And God never dies. He never expires.
神永远不会过期。
And when we put our hope in God, we will experience true peace, true joy, and true security.
如果我们把我们的盼望放在神上，我们会真正的经历到真正的喜乐，真正的安全感。
If I can give you one principle this morning,
如果我今天可以给大家一个的原则的话呢,
it is this.
就是这个。
Anything that has an expiration date, you should not put your hope in.
任何东西如果它有有效日期的话，你不要把盼望放在上面。
And who is the only one who doesn't have an expiration date?
那有谁没有过期的有效日期呢？
God.
只有神。
Hope comes from knowing God, your creator.
盼望来自认识神，我们创造宇宙的神。
And because hope is tied directly to knowing God, I want to give you this morning three truths about God so that you can know Him better and have hope in your life.
因为盼望是跟神有关，所以我今天早上要给大家三个关于神的真理。 希望大家可以知道有盼望，给大家有真正的盼望。
I want to encourage you this morning, if you will, to join me and open your Bibles to Acts 17.
今天早上我邀请大家跟我一起翻圣经到使徒行传的第十七章。
And we're just going to look at two verses this morning, but I want to...
我们只会看两章，主要看两节的圣经。
But to set the context...
但是我要给大家知道上下文到底讲什么。
I want to read a little bit more.
那我会跟大家讲长一点。
Before I do, let me just start by saying the Apostle Paul in this passage is in Athens, Greece.
我没有读之前，我要跟大家讲一讲背景。 在使徒行传17章是保罗在雅典的时候。
And Athens is the capital of Greece, and he's addressing in this place men on a place or a location called the Areopagus.
保罗在雅典就是希腊的一个首都，他要跟这些人去讲，这些人就在一个地方叫亚略巴谷。
This place was also called Mars Hill, and it was a court that sat on a hill in Athens, Greece, and it was full of city administrators.
这个是在这个山上面，这个山上面呢，它的人呢都是政府的主要的官员在上面。This
was, if you will, the Greek Supreme Court of the time.
这个就好像在古希腊里面那个时候的最高法院。The
men in this court were very smart. They were a very intellectual group of men.
在那里的人呢，他们都很聪明，非常有智慧的人。
And so Paul in our passage is going to address these men with respect, but he's also going to point out their ignorance.
保罗在这里会对他们很尊重他们的，但是也会指出他们的无知。
As we start this morning, let's just understand what the definition of ignorance is.
那我们现在就尝试理解什么。
Ignorance is not dumb or stupid.
无知不是蠢。
Ignorance just means lacking knowledge.
无知是没有知识。
And we are all ignorant of some things in this room.
其实我们都是对某一些事情无知的。
A child is ignorant of everything.
小孩是对任何事情都无知的。
They have to learn everything.
因为他们都要学所有的东西。
And so don't be offended if I speak of myself or maybe even you sometimes as ignorant. It just means lacking knowledge.
所以不是对大家不尊重，如果讲无知的时候，意思只是说我们没有那个知识。
So this is how Paul addresses these men in Athens. And we're going to start in verse 22. I'm going to read this passage and then I believe Pastor Ko will read the passage after me.
我们会看这段的圣经，看看保罗怎么说。
Acts 17, verse 22.
17章的22节.
So Paul, standing in the midst of the Areopagus, said, Men of Athens, I perceive that in every way you are very religious. For as I passed along and observed the object of an altar with this inscription, To the unknown God. What therefore you worship as unknown, I proclaim to you.
现在是中文的部分。保罗站在亚罗巴谷当中说：“众位雅典人啊，我看你们凡事很敬畏鬼神。我游行的时候观看你们所敬拜的，遇见一座坛，上面写着‘卫士之神’。你们所不认识而敬拜的，我现在告诉你们：创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，就不住在人手所造的殿。” 也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒在当生命气息万物赐给万人。他从一本造出万族的人，住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界，要叫他们寻求神，或者可以穿摸而得。其实他离我们个人不远。
Paul wants to give the men in Athens hope.
保罗要给雅典的人盼望。
Three truths I want to share with you. We must know that God is a merciful God.
第一个是我们要知道神是仁慈的神。
Now we can all remember at some point in our lives when we did not know God.
我们都记得当我们还没有认识神的时候。
And we worshiped and we served things that were not God.
我们敬拜，我们服侍那些东西都不是神。
Like ourselves.
比如就是我们自己。
We would sometimes be mad or angry when people didn't do what we wanted them to do.
我们对有些时候会对一些没有照我们话做事情的人会生气。
But we praised them and thanked them when they did what we wanted them to do.
如果他们做对了，听我的话呢，我就会感谢他。
We acted like God.
我们就好像神一样。
There was a time when we lacked knowledge of God, and likely, most likely, many of us did things unwillingly that offended the true God.
有些时候我们甚至没有意识的情况底下得罪了神。
I remember the first time I ever learned what the sin of omission was from the Bible.
有一次我学到什么是没有做到的罪。
I understood the sin of commission, which is God says don't do something and I do it.
我知道有些时候我故意犯罪。
But I had no idea that there was such thing as a sin of omission.
但是我原来不知道原来不做事情的时候也可能犯罪。
That there were things that God wanted me to do, and if I didn't do those, that was just as bad.
如果神要我做这些，但是我没有做得到，这个也是一样是犯罪啊。
But God is merciful.
但是神是仁慈的神。
I want us to look at our passage this morning, just these two verses, Acts 17, 30 and 31.
今天早上我们只读两节的圣经, 就是17章的30到31节。
Paul writes concerning us, The times of ignorance God has overlooked, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed, and of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead.
世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不监察。 如今缺吩咐各处的人都要悔改，因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人可做可信的凭据。God
is merciful.
神是仁慈的。
It says here that the times of our ignorance, he's overlooked.
在这里说，我们并不知道的时候，神并没有监察。
God is not judging you for not knowing him and the foolish things that you did when you didn't know him.
当我们还没有认识神的时候，他没有照着我们不认识他的东西来审判我们。
But now he says that all men everywhere must repent.
但是现在他说所有人，现在所有人都需要悔改。
who is he talking to? Is he talking to the religious people in the Bible Belt or in Jerusalem, the religious corners of the world?
他是跟谁说呢? 是跟耶路撒冷当时的人说吗?
No, he says he commands all people everywhere.
他说是吩咐各去的人, 各处的人,
here, Century City, Monterey Park, Moscow, Beijing, everywhere, he's calling all of us to repent.
现在的人, 无论你住在哪一个城市, 都是在讲我, 这些的人,
repent just means to turn away from your ignorance.
悔改, 悔改就是从我们的无知里面回转过来。
Turn away from your ignorance about God and begin today to learn who God really is.
从无知回转,
God is a merciful God. He does not judge you for being ignorant of Him and His ways.
神是仁慈的神,
but instead He urges us to turn to Him and learn about Him today.
他要告诉我们,
our world today is so ignorant of God. I feel like we're knowledgeable about everything but God.
我们好像我们对所有的东西都很懂了，很有知识了，除了神以外。
Now there's natural ignorance and then there's willful ignorance.
有一些是很自然的无知，有一些是故意的无知。
Natural ignorance is what we spoke about earlier. A child is just naturally ignorant.
自然的无知就是好像我们刚才说，小孩就自然的他不知道无知，这种的无知。
But willful ignorance is when a person knows they don't know God and they don't want to know God.
故意的无知呢，就是这个人知道他不认识神，但是他不认识，他选择不去认识神。
God is warning that person who is willfully ignorant to repent.
神是警告那些故意无知的人要悔改。
Ignorance is like intellectual leprosy.
无知就好像我们的 那个知识上的大麻风。
Leprosy, if you don't know, is a disease of the nervous system.
大麻风如果你不知道是我们的一些的身体上面的神经系统。
It makes a person unable to feel.
让那个人不能感觉到任何的东西。
So people touch things that are harmful that they shouldn't touch.
让那个人不知道他有一些事情是危险的，他不应该碰。
People step on things they shouldn't step on.
他踩到东西他不应该踩到的。
People fall and hurt themselves and have an open wound and they don't even know it.
有些人他们跌倒了，他们有伤口，但是他们不知道正在流血。
Leprosy, ignorance,
大麻风,
makes you numb to your morbid condition.
大麻风让好像的无知让我们不知道我们受伤的情况是怎么样。
Hosea 4:6 is on the screen perfectly. It says, God says of his people, not only of Israel, but of all of us, my people are destroyed, or my people die for a lack of knowledge.
何西亚书说,我的民因无知失而灭亡。
A quote of a great early 17th century preacher said this, and I quote,
有一个很有名的牧师他这样说,
an ignorant man will sin and never flinch.
一个无知的人他会继续犯罪而不会退缩。
They don't know they're guilty.
他们不会感觉到自己有罪。
They face certain death with complacency of a child who toddles out to play in the very waves that will pull him out to sea and devour him.
他们就好像一个小孩面对一个海浪大海。 他们去玩这个在海浪里面，他们不知道，他们没有感到有问题，后来就被这个大浪去吞走了。Ignorance
is deadly, but God is merciful.
无知是很致命的，但是神是仁慈的。And
so he warns us to repent, turn not from knowing God and begin learning about God today.
所以保罗去警告我们，我们今天要回转认识他。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because the second thing you need to know about God this morning is that He is a God of justice.
第二个真理你要认识神的，就是神是公义的神。
Let's read our passage again, Acts 17:30-31. The times of ignorance God has overlooked, but now He commands all people everywhere to repent. Why? Because He has fixed a day on which He will judge the world in righteousness.
他已经定了日子，要借着他所设定人按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。
God has fixed a day. It's set. It's coming. And when He is going to judge every single person,
神已经定了日子，什么时候来审判这个世界。
Being willfully ignorant about who God is and how to be right with Him is fatal.
你故意的不去认识神，故意的无知是很危险的。
One of the strongest verses in the Bible is going to come up on the screen, and I'm going to read it right now in the New Testament. 2 Thessalonians 1:8 says this. This is the scripture. It's hard for me to say because it's so serious. But let's read what God's word says.
一段很严重的话在神的话里面，我在今天要跟大家去念了。
Not knowing God is fatal. I want you to look at John 17:3, and let's read this together. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
约翰福音十七章三节说，认识你独一的神的独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
Knowing God is the issue. It's not good enough to be good or better.
认识神是最重要的，你只是你自己做得好，这个不足够。
We understand the importance of relationships.
我们知道关系的重要性。
You can't drive into a gated neighborhood unless what?
我们不可以开车进去一个有栏的一个的住宅区。
Unless you know someone in that community.
除非你知道认识那个在住宅里面的人。
You can't go to some special VIP event, just walk in the front door, wedding or whatever, unless what? You know someone.
你不可以随便走到人家的重要的会议里面，除非你认识里面的人。
And then,Women are not going to let you into their life intimately unless they, what? Know you.
女生她不会让男生进到她的亲密的关系里面，除非她认识你。
The same is the true with the kingdom of heaven.
天国也是一样。
We don't get into heaven because we're good. We get into heaven because we know God and have a relationship with him.
我们不能因为我做得好可以进得天国，我们需要认识天国的主。
I've known many people in my life who I know did not know God.
我认识很在我的生命里面我认识很多人，他们不认识神。
And they told me that they were not afraid of dying.
他们告诉我他们不害怕死。
And I always think, but I wish you were.
我经常想我希望你真的是。
Do you remember the famous monologue, the Shakespearean monologue in Hamlet?
你记不记得那个很出名的独白，是《王子复仇记》里面的一场？
Hamlet says, to be or not to be.
那个王子
That is the question.
那个王子说，要做还是不做呢？这个就是问题呢。
He's saying, to live or not to live. That is the question.
他说，要活还是不活呢？这个就是问题呢。
He's contemplating suicide.
他在想要不要去自杀。
His life is so bad.
他的生命是太坏了。
He sees no escape.
他没有出路。
So he's pacing back and forth with a dagger in his hand.
他把那个刀放在他的手里。
Just looking for some reason not to kill himself.
他在想怎么样有没有任何的原因不要去死呢？
It's an incredible monologue.
这个是很出名的一个独白。
And at the very end of it, he says this.
最后呢, 他说,
and doesn't take his life. He says, thus conscience does make cowards of us all.
最后他说, 这个良知是使我们都内弱了。
Was Haman afraid of dying?
是不是这个王子很怕去死呢?
No.
不是。
He was afraid of what came after dying.
他是怕的是死了以后,
afraid of the judgment.
死了以后会发生什么? 他死了以后会面对一个审判。
You remember the story of Cain and Abel, the first murder in the Bible.
你记得在圣经里面第一宗的谋杀案, 甘隐跟, 亚伯。
Cain murders his brother, and God comes to him, and Cain starts to what? Hide.
甘隐把他的兄弟杀了, 然后神找他。
And God said to him, Cain, if you do well, will you not be accepted?
神告诉他, 如果你做得好的, 为什么你不会被接纳呢?
Ah, there's the rub.
啊, 这个就是问题呢。
Who among us has done right and never sinned before God?
我们有谁从来都做对了,从来都没有得罪神呢?
We all stand guilty before God.
我们在神面前都是有罪的。
And we will stand before the judgment one day.
我们都会在神的审判面前。
Therefore, Paul says to us,
所以保罗跟我们说,
Repent.
悔改。
It's our duty.
这个是我们的责任。
It can be done.
你是可以做的。
It's binding on all.
这个对所有人都这样说。
The rich.
有钱的富贵的。
The learned.
很有知识的。
The great.
都很伟大的。
The gay.
同性恋的。
The beggar.
乞丐。
It must be done. Or Paul says your soul will be lost forever.
一定要这样做, 要不然你的, 你的灵魂就永远失去了。
God is merciful. God is just and righteous.
神是仁慈, 神是公义的。
And the third thing I want to share with you this morning from this passage is that
第三个, 在这段里面的第三个真理是,
God's word is trustworthy and true.
神的话, 是可信的也是真的。
Let's talk about the resurrection.
我们一同来看复活。
What is the purpose of the resurrection?
那复活的目的是什么呢?
It's the same as every other miracle that Jesus ever did.
是跟其他耶稣所做的一切的神迹一样。
To demonstrate and verify that the words Jesus spoke are trustworthy and true.
是证明主耶稣所说的都是真的。Look
at our text again, verse 31.
我们再看我们今天的经文31节。He
has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by what? By a man whom he has appointed. Who is that man? And he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead.
因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人，这个人是谁呢？按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人可做可信的凭据。Jesus
said some pretty remarkable things before he died.
And I want to... 耶稣在他死之前讲了一些很不简单的事情的话。
And I'd like to have you turn your Bibles to one passage with me this morning. As we look at some of these very profound statements that Jesus made in John chapter 5.
If
you turn your Bibles, I don't think they'll be on the screen. So John chapter 5, let's look at three statements that Jesus made before he died.
以下几节圣经不在荧光幕上, 大家如果有圣经的话, 可以翻到约翰福音的第五章。
Jesus is speaking on Passover, which is this week, by the way, at this time in John 5. And he says in verse 21, For as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whom he will.
约翰福音的第五章21节, 父怎样叫死人起来, 使他们活着。
Jesus here is claiming, oh sorry.
也叫他也照样随自己的意思使人复活。
Jesus here is clearly simply claiming to be able to raise people from the dead.
这里主耶稣宣告他可以使死人复活。
Now look at verse 22.
那我们看第22节。
The Father, Jesus is speaking here again. The Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son.
父不审判什么人，乃将审判的事全交于子。
Jesus here claims to not only be the one who can raise you from the dead, but he's claiming to be your judge. This is the one we will stand before on our last day.
主耶稣不只是使死人复活，他也是那个审判者。有一天我们都会站在他面前被他审判。Jesus
says in two verses down, verse 24, he says, truly, truly, I say to you,
然后在24节,
whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life.
我实实在在地告诉你们，那听我话又心差我来的者的，就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出始入生了。
So Jesus not only claims to be able to raise you from the dead, but to be your judge, but also he is the one who can forgive you of all of your sins. Those are huge claims.
主耶稣不只是可以使人复活，也不只是他是审判者，他可以在审判台前饶恕你。Now
it's one thing just to say that, right?
这个一方面只是讲的。I
guess anyone could say that.
可能每一个人都可以说。But
what needs to happen for you to really believe that?
那什么事情要发生才能让你相信的呢？
Proof.
证据.
And this is what he says if you go back to Acts 17:31.
如果我们回到使徒行传17章31节，我们就会看到了。
And he has given proof or assurance to all men, to us, by raising this man who said those things from the dead.
他给了一个证明，就是他从死里复活，给人做这个凭据。
The resurrection is God's way of confirming everything that Jesus said was true.
主耶稣复活是神让这个方法让人知道他所说的都是真的。If
our entire faith as Christians rests on this truth of the resurrection.
基督徒所有的信心，所有的信都在耶稣的复活上。
Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, if Jesus has not died and raised from the dead, we are a joke.
保罗在哥林多前书第15章说，如果耶稣没有复活的话，我们所讲的都是开玩笑吧。Our
faith isn't a dead man.
我们的信心是死的。But
if he did,
但是如果是真的话呢?
And he has.
And 真是他已经复活了,
then you can know that this word is trustworthy and true.
那你就知道他所讲的是可信的，也是真的。Listen
to John 5:24 again.
请你听约翰福音第五章二十四节。This
has a lot more weight after someone raises from the dead, I would think.
这个讲之前是耶稣还没死，但是他死了以后我们再看，我们就看到这一段圣经的分量是什么呢？
Jesus said to you, right now, listen to him speak to you.
耶稣说，我们听耶稣所讲的是什么？现在。
Truly, truly, I say to you,
我实实在在地告诉你们,
whoever hears my words and believes him who sent me has eternal life.
那听我话又心差我来者的就有永生。
He does not come into judgment anymore, but has passed from death to life.
他不再不至于定罪，是已经出始入生了。Jesus
also said before he died, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet he shall live.
在他死之前，耶稣还说：“我是复活，我是生命，谁信我的就会活。”
And he has proven these statements to me and to you by rising from the dead.
他证明了这些的他自己的所说的话是真的。
The question this morning, the question this morning is,
今天早上的问题是
，Do you believe this?
你相信这些吗？
As we close, I want us to look at some of the reactions of the people who Paul was speaking to in Athens.
我们结束以前，我们看看当时保罗讲完以后，这些人的反应是什么。
Go back to our passage in Acts 17 and look at verse 32.
请大家回到我们刚才的圣经第十七章三十二节。
It says, "Now when they heard." Of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked.
这里说众人听见他从死里复听见从死里复活的话，就有人讥笑他。
Some laughed and scorned and thought that was ridiculous.
啊，有人去笑去讥笑他，就觉得啊，这个事情怎么样可能发生呢？
And then it says in verse 32, but others said.We will hear you again about this.
但是也有人说，我们再听你讲这个吧。
I'll consider this a little bit.
我会想一想这个。
So Paul went out from their midst, but look at verse 34.
后来保罗在他们当中出去。
But some of the men joined him and believed.
但是我们看34节，但有几个人贴近他。信了主
among whom were Dionysius the Areopagite and a woman named Damaris and others with them.
其中一个是亚略巴古的官调离休，并一个妇人名叫大玛利，还有别人一同信从。
We've learned from this text this morning that though you may be ignorant of who God is, or maybe even some of you this morning are willfully ignorant.Of who God is.
我们在这一段的圣经里面看到一些无知的人，可能你曾经也是故意无知的人。
God is simply calling you this morning to repent and believe in Jesus.
今天神去呼召你啊，去悔改，相信主耶稣。
As the only merciful Savior and Judge of the world.
他是一个唯一的仁慈的救主。世界的救主。
And again, he has risen from the dead.
他从死里复活。
To give you assurance.
给我们一个保证，证据，凭证。
That his promises are true to you.
他的应许，对你的应许都是真的。
I want to close with a very famous story that I'm just going to read and then Pastor Ko is going to read it. It's found in John chapter 20. I want to invite you to turn there with me.John chapter 20 is the story of a man called Doubting Thomas.
Please, 我们最后结束的时候，我希望跟大家念一节一段的圣经，是在约翰福音的二十章，是关于不信的多马。
John chapter 20 verse 24. This is the Apostle John. This is what he records.
是约翰福音，约翰记录的。
This is shortly after.The resurrection of Christ. He appeared over 10 times after he rose from the dead.
主耶稣死了以后，他复活，他显现了十次。
This is one of those appearances.
这个是其中一次。
Verse 24. Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came on another appearance. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord."But he said to them, unless I see in his hands the mark of the nail and place my finger into the mark of the nails and place my hand into his side, I will never believe. 8 days later, his disciples were inside again and Thomas was with them. And although the doors were locked, Jesus came in and stood among them and said, peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, Put your finger here and see my hands. and put out your hand and place it at my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe. Thomas answered him, my Lord and my God. And Jesus said to him, have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen me and yet have believed.
那十二个门徒中有称为迪图马的多马，耶稣来的时候他没有和他们同在。那些门徒就对他说：“我们已经看见主了。”多马说：“我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入他那钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。”过了八日，门徒又在屋里，多马也和他们同在。 门都关了，耶稣来站在当中说：“愿你们平安。”就对多马说：“伸出你的指头来，摸我的手；伸出你的手来，探入我的肋旁，不要怀疑，不要疑惑，总要信。”多马说：“我的主，我的神。”耶稣对他说：“你因看见了我才信，那没有看见就信的有福了。”
My friends, the Lord Jesus Christ is alive today, and he's waiting for you to come to him.
亲爱的朋友，我们的主耶稣他已经复活了，正在等你来去他面前。
Amen.
Amen.